to a new world of gods and monsters. You may recognize that as a toast given by Dr. Pretorius in Bride of Frankenstein, James Whale's justly famous 1935 morality play about what happens when man plays God. In this case, it's a remarkable cocktail of horror, pitch black comedy, pathos, dubious ethics from people who should know much better. There's iconic monsters who aren't what they appear to be, and last, but definitely not least, the obligatory mob bearing flaming pitchforks. Which sums up events at Waitangi this week quite nicely. Brian Tumaki's headline-grabbing, but incoherent and historically ill-informed assertion that New Zealand is a, quote, Christian country, is pretty much the same old, same old. You don't have to be an evangelical atheist to look at England and realise that religious dissent and doubt is a part of our cultural heritage the Bish doesn't like to examine too closely. Nor do you have to buy into Tariana Turia's noble savage romanticism about a pre-honky paradise to acknowledge that Māori didn't uniformly or consistently adopt the gospel according to Brian either. That doesn't mean I'm taking much comfort from the third Asia-Pacific dialogue on interfaith cooperation this week, or the government's national statement on religious diversity that was released in February. On one level, bland calls for an axis of equality are proof of the wisdom of Churchill's observation that it is better to jaw jaw than to war war. Just as it's difficult to see the government providing much more than a statement of the obvious in a nation that doesn't have a state religion, and no equivalent of Kristallnacht, Shankill Road, the IRA or Salman Rushdie in living memory. It's worth valuing that the sectarian politics of a bully pulpit don't play here either. There are legitimate and difficult questions for a secular civil society to ask among the warm fuzzies. How tolerant should you be of any fundamentalist religious tradition that doesn't repay the courtesy? And who wants to be drafting the curriculum of what the statement called teaching an understanding of different religious and spiritual traditions in a manner that reflects the diversity of their national and local community? It's certainly open to debate that a more effective use of school time would be to teach civics over comparative religion. But on a brighter note, I have my own proposal for a state religion. The sacred text is the late Kurt Vonnegut's 1959 science fiction tragicomedy, The Sirens of Titan, which posited the global dominance of the Church of God the Utterly Indifferent. Failing that, let's at least try to have a state that is utterly indifferent to the private and lawful religious observances of its citizens. Full stop. Can I get an amen to that?
Craig Renapia there. This is Public Address Radio on Radio Life. When we come back, we're talking to Don McGlashan about his new project, and later we're going to Goa in India.